Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Simple Talk. So today we are here with Peter, Morgan, and Sandra from Meta Employment Services, and we're actually going to be discussing the topic of the labor market today. So I'm not sure which one of you wants to start, but I know there's been a lot of changes, and maybe you guys can just speak to that.
Certainly.
Sure. I think I'll start maybe to start this conversation off. My position at Meta is focused on marketing and fundraising. A large part of my job is marketing our services to the community. In doing so, you get a lot of feedback from the community in terms of, you know, some of the current realities that employers might be facing. And I think that's what kind of brought us together for this conversation about staffing challenges. It's because we've seen over the last couple of years, you know, not just a perseverance on old trends, there's old staffing challenges, but there's been some new ones that have come along the way as well. You know, and I think the elephant in the room for staffing challenges would be, you know, the reality of COVID-19 and how that's had an effect on employers finding people, keeping people, and as well how employees go about looking for employers. So I think, you know, From our perspective, when we're looking to provide employment services to the community, our focus is really on the job seekers and the employers. So I think that would be a great place to start, is to say, okay, well, what are job seekers' reality look like these days with COVID-19 when it comes to finding employment?
Go ahead, Sandra.
Sorry. I was going to say, I'll pick up from there. I can tell you that from a leadership perspective, that the labor market has absolutely shifted, mainly due to the pandemic. And I think that it was also due to the side effect of the giant leap in technology that the world took due to the pandemic. So work-life balance, as Peter had mentioned, has become such a priority for people in general. So regardless of what your work was prior to the pandemic or how you balanced your work in your life, I know that prior to the pandemic, it was all about how busy you are and how much work you're doing. And you were, people were essentially married to their employer, to their job. And what we've seen on the shift in the past couple of years is that that's no longer seems to be what the average job seeker employee wants. They want to have that balance. They want to be able to spend more time with their families. Money isn't, I mean, obviously money is important, but it's not the driving focus anymore. It's more about what can my employer do for me? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that takes the shape of flexible schedules, remote work. Perhaps it's, you know, at some places have started offering free food, free lunches, those types of things. It's those non-monetary perks, for lack of a better word, that the employers can offer that seems to have been the shift. Also, it's better working conditions in general. So we're seeing a lot of people saying that, you know, health and safety has come to the forefront, set schedules, not such a volatile mix of the work that they're doing, et cetera. It's more of a more about me than my job or my employer.
And kind of I'm going to add some stuff onto that. I think that some sort of flip side to that, but also to kind of go along with it as well, is that there are jobs everywhere you look right now. And so it is a job seeker market. And because the focus for individuals, we feel, is they want a better work-life balance, they want more time for themselves, they want some flexibility in schedules and so on, that there tends to be some job hopping that happens. They're testing places out, trying to figure out, you know, where's the right fit for me? And while that's all well and great, and there is opportunity to do that, you know, today in the way that things are, but that doesn't help employers. And so then they're then faced with, okay, we just finished onboarding and now we have to onboard someone new. We have to go through the training process. We have to do all of this all over again. So employer perspective, yes, they're shifting and trying to make better culture in their workplaces and have a better work-life balance for staff. It's some employers that aren't quite there yet, I guess, is they tend to be losing or aren't, I guess should say maybe they don't have the ability to change because of their work environment. They don't have the ability to change things too drastically. They tend to be losing more staff. And I think locally for us, I can't speak to any one specific employer, but there's a lot of manufacturing in this area. And so it makes that work-life balance a little bit harder when I think most manufacturing facilities, they're stuck with, you know, rotations and shift work. And so I want to say that there's lots of them that are trying and they're doing extra little things where they can. But because it's a job seeker market, people are hopping.
Yeah, we have a few things that we implemented. We have a full day of volunteer hours, so they can go volunteer anywhere for a full day in a month, and we'll still pay them their wages, and then other little perks like a book allowance and things like that. But
I was just going to say, employers have to do that. They have to be creative and come up with different things that are going to work for their work environments based on their schedules and stuff. So it's called for some creative thinking, I think, for employers.
It's like, what can you do that's not going to cost as much as a large raise, but still, you know, get the bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think to build on what Morgan had mentioned about onboarding, that perhaps an employer really, really wants to make those changes and wants to be, however, the sheer cost of repetitive onboarding and recruitment stops that because there's only so much money in the budget. And if you're spending the dollars on your needs and the survival, then you're not able to spend the dollars on the higher up perks and the flexibility and those types of things, because really at the end of the day, it's all about survival for the employers at some level.
Yeah.
So on the skills mismatch piece, do you find that employers are just hiring who they can get, even if they don't match the skills specifically?
There is such a demand right now for people. Again, speaking locally, there's just such a demand that we've had employers, you know, in conversation just say, I just need a warm body. I need to know that they're going to show up every day and I'll try and teach the rest, which great. It's giving opportunities to those job seekers, that aren't, may not be at the top of the pile when they apply to stuff, you know, in different circumstances. It's allowing people to actually be involved in the workforce. And so that side of it is fantastic, but we are seeing that there's some retention issues because there is a mismatch and it's really not the right fit. Yes, the employer may have needed a warm body, but there's repercussions of that, right? That they don't always know what, you know, maybe they don't have the ability to learn how to use that equipment or whatever. And so we see them come back through, individuals come back to us and say, wasn't the right fit for me. Where do I go now? And so we are there to help in that process, but we have been seeing a lot more of it lately. And I do think the skills mismatch is a big component of it.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what you guys actually do. So are you more client focused or business focused?
Well, both. Both. We do a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of things related to employment. And that could be our clients are job seekers as well as employers in the community.
Okay.
So we offer services to both. Obviously, those look a little bit different. Job seekers, anyone's able to come in and use our resource and information center. Whether you're currently working or unemployed, that doesn't matter. You could be a student. Resource Center is open for anyone free of charge. They can come in and use computers for job search purposes. They also can get assistance with some resume printing and photocopying and applying to positions, all that sort of stuff. There's staff that assist any of those job seekers that come into the Resource Center. We also then have employment counselors that individuals can meet with one-on-one. So they get more direct support from an employment counselor to find employment. Maybe they're changing careers. Maybe they want to go back to school. It could be individuals that do have some retention concerns with employment and they have been hopping and they're just like, what do I do? I can't find the right fit. So really anything related to employment, we are able to assist with. And if we can't, for whatever reason, we refer and we work with lots of community partners to make sure that individuals get the right supports that they need to reach their employment goals. The employer side of things, there's a lot that we do and that we have done and that we continue to do. So obviously we offer workshops and different things to help staff and certificate-based training and government trainings and that sort of thing. But then we also offer employers job posting services. We can help right from the initial job posting piece to helping them hire the individual, where we can take the job posting, we can help filter through any of the applicants. We give the employer pile A and pile B, saying, here are the applicants. This is kind of based on your description. This is what we can, how we've kind of divided them up. We can do phone screening and help some of that time consuming piece when they're always onboarding in certain circumstances, that it just takes that legwork out for them and we take it on, and we're closely working with the employer, obviously, to provide them the right candidates. We can help really in any part of it. We've had employers call us and say, hey, how do I get on WSIB if I want to access training dollars through you guys? So there's lots of different things that we can assist with in terms of employment for employers, but they just need to call us and ask, and we'll say, yeah, we can help, or no, but I know who can. So yeah.
Well, I'm the treasurer for the Gleaners Food Bank, and we have used your services. So thank you.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah, I believe Gleaners took on a couple placement individuals. So we have a federally run program as well that that helps youth at risk. And so we do placement pieces with them. And so we've had some placement youth at Gleaners to get some really good skills to add to their resume, which was fantastic.
And also, you guys have the best swag, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Yes. We like our swag.
So how can anyone who needs your services get in touch?
Awesome. For physical location, I will just say we're at 161 Bridge Street West. And Bridge and Sydney Square, there's a Tim Hortons in our parking lot. So we are real easy to find.
Yes, it's a big building. And
it is.
And simply, you can call us.
Yes.
So 613-966-9069.
I will also drop all of that information in the show notes in case it was too quick for everybody. So hopefully we'll get a lot of people reaching out. And thanks so much for joining me today. Your insight in the market right now is great. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. For more tips, check out our blog at simpledesk.ca and subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any of the action.